Well, aren't you sweet for clicking that play button? Thank you so much for joining me today on the Truckin' Nation podcast. I have a lot to share with you today, so let's get started. How are you, Truckin' Nation? I do hope that you are having a wonderful time right now. If you're not, then hopefully by the end of this, you'll at least have a couple of laughs and a big old smile on your face, because we're all about spreading some positive vibes here in the Truckin' Nation. And I have some pretty interesting stuff to talk to you about today. And then especially when for the health and fitness type segment, I don't have any actual fitness points for you this week, but we're going to talk a lot about some health stuff and especially some water and dehydration and sodas. We're going to get into all that fun, crazy things. So do stick around for that part. But to start us off in our usual like businessy type section, I guess is what you can call the first half of the show. And I'm going to keep it as short as I can today, because I know y'all are busy. You got stuff to do, but right now, it's maybe by the time you're listening to this, it's actually going to be after the IFTA deadline for the first quarter IFTA filing. So I just want to talk about some things that go along with not just IFTA filing, but IFTA audits. I know it sounds a little scary right at first, like audit, like dun dun dun, but it's really not that bad. Now, if you didn't know this, you're going to know it now. You may not have one be, or how would I phrase this? You may not be the lucky winner of the IFTA audit lottery right now, but your name is always in the drawing. And what I mean is that 3% of all IFTA license holders for your base jurisdiction or whatever, 3% of IFTA license holders must be audited every year. And this is just a random drawing, 3%. I don't think they go in, like I'm not sure if it's separate from like the people that have noticeable issues with their IFTA filing, you know what I mean? So really anyone can be audited, like anyone can be called upon for an IFTA audit. And from what I have gathered and then the information, some people I've talked to, a lot of the time the IFTA audit is actually, you'll just need to send in certain records. You don't actually have to meet with anyone. No one's going to come to your office. They're not going to rummage through your stuff. And it's not kind of like that Hollywood version where you have all these auditors with their little briefcases come in and they just like tear you a new one. It's really not like that, or at least from what I gather, it's not. And then the people I've talked to, they haven't gone through a really horrible experience. But I mean, just being audited for anything, you get a little nervous. But I wrote a really interesting blog on it and kind of give you a crash course in an IFTA audit. So if it ever comes up, or you know someone who got one of those lucky letters, like a friend or somebody, you can help them out and talk to them, or you can just maybe talk to yourself if it's happening to you, or not actually talk to yourself. That would be a little on the crazy side. Well, talking to yourself about IFTA audits would be a little on the crazy side, right? But in this blog, I kind of go over like what is an IFTA audit. And an IFTA audit is the evaluation and verification of mileage and fuel figures reported on the IFTA quarterly tax return. Now, the IFTA audit process kind of starts out, you'll either be contacted by phone, usually by mail, because you know the IRS usually really goes, the IRS is usually one that really likes to send out letters. And for one thing, for truckers, that's a little inconvenient because a lot of you guys aren't even home that often. And so mail is easily misplaced or lost or forgotten about. So hopefully they'll give you a call or something, but always be on the lookout for that and just know that that could happen. Some other things that could happen. Now, there is an option where an auditor can arrive on location, or you can set up to meet at a, usually they'll set up to meet at a local office, like a IRS office or something like that. And you'll actually go in with the required documents for them to look over. And the documents that are required that they'll request from you to bring in or to send in are going to be like your individual trip records in detail. And they need to be nice and neat. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, they need to look very nice and neat so that there's not going to be any questions. And then they're also going to need to calculate trip mileage based on routes of travel using Map Miles and mileage software. They're going to examine the continuity of odometer or hub meter readings to determine total elapsed miles. And then there's some, I haven't been able to find too much information on this, but it is in the list of documents that will be examined, and it's the reconciliation of mileage source documents and summaries to IFTA quarterly tax return. So I'm pretty much sure that's just your all of your IFTA taxes and returns and everything like that. And they usually look back. I know that you're required to keep your IFTA records for at least 4 years. A lot of people just keep them, like just straight up keep them as long as they can, because you can save it all on a computer or something, just scan it in with one of those handy dandy little scanners. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't have one of those, I would strongly advise you to get one. Definitely just go online. You can look them up. Some of them come really small. They're even almost handheld, and you just scan them over a sheet of paper, and then it just throws it right up on your computer screen, and you can save that document just in case something happens to those paper documents. Like, it's always nice to have a backup of a backup, sometimes even a backup of a backup of a backup. You know what I mean? But so that's really what's going to happen. If you are ever audited, or you know someone that's going through it, or someone that, you know, and if they're freaking out or they're just really not sure how things are going to go, just talk them through it. I'll have a link to this blog actually in the description box below. If not, you can just head on over to expressifta.com, go onto their blog page, and it's there. Or you can always call your base jurisdiction to get more information on IFTA audits. Hopefully someone there will be kind. I know it's kind of hard sometimes to call anyone for some type of customer service type deal, and just, they're just so rude. Have you been running into that lately? I know I have. I don't know what's going on. Could you imagine me just calling in? It's like, I need some help. I'm completely nice. I'm very pleasant. And they're just downright rude. And I'm just trying to spread some positive vibes and get some help on things. And just, people just don't want to help. That one always just grinds my gears. But I'm going to tell you who actually can help you out. And that's the wonderful team at Truck Services of North America. When it comes to like IFTA audits and things going on, like IFTA records and IFTA filing, they really are the professionals about knowing all that stuff. And I'm going to talk about them a little bit more actually in just a second. And I'll give you contact information and all kinds of stuff. And their customer service is amazing. I mean, there is just nothing compares to how much they help you and just how nice they are with you on the phone. And I have a good friend that does work with them, of course, but I mean, that's not why I talk about them all the time. It's because they're just amazing at what they do. And she speaks Russian. I know that. And they're looking for so if you need help and maybe English just is not your first language, they can usually help you out. They'll find someone to help you out, or they're going to figure out a way to help you. So we're knocking down language barriers everywhere around here in the trucking nation. You know what I mean? But okay. Now, going from your IFTA audits, you know, this is just some stuff that's going to help you out. Just calming down, know what to expect when it comes to an IFTA audit. And then trust me, you'll be less stressed and it'll just go a lot smoother. You know what I mean? Now, some other things that can help you out in life, if you know about them, is there's this handy dandy new app actually called Rig Minders. And I love to review the latest technology and things for truckers, especially like app wise and things like that. I'm a big fan of apps, and you know, I've been out on the road a little bit with some family, and I know how hard it is just to remember everything that, you know, especially for truckers, you guys, oh my gosh. I swear, it's almost like every month there's like two or three things due, and if you don't turn it in, like you lose like your IFTA license, your UCR renewal, like all kinds of stuff can go wrong if you miss these deadlines. And y'all know what I'm talking about. I know you do. There's probably a deadline that you've missed and you don't even realize it, right? Oh, are you thinking now? I'm just kidding. I know you're on top of your game. Don't even worry. But there's this awesome app. It is called Rig Minders, like R-I-G and then Minders. Cute, right? But it is actually a customizable reminder app. And it is specific for truckers because it has every single deadline any trucker with whatever size truck that they drive or whatever class they are, it is every single deadline that you could imagine is already pre-programmed in. And so you can select the ones that you need it to remind you about, and they already have the date set in it too, because especially in December, that's when you, a lot of the big stuff's due, right? All those renewals, your license renewals things for UCR and IRP, that's all in there. And then there's also the option to create your own custom personal reminders of whatever you need. So especially like if you're traveling around to, if you're going through a lot of different states and you know that there's just this one place that always does you right when you need something done on your truck and you just want to remind yourself to make sure and stop in and make sure that everything's good on your baby, you can put that in there. And it's really easy. I've been playing around with this app a bit and I really like how it's set up. It's simple, it's easy, and it works. And I'm telling you, it's just going to help you out so much. Just trying to remember everything, because sometimes you forget. It happens to us all. And especially, I've been reading in, you know, there's this stuff called like, there's something actually called like road hypnotized. And there's things that they say being on the road for a long period of time affects your memory. So it's not that you're not intelligent or something like that. That's not the reason that you can't remember stuff easily. It's actually because you're just on the road a long time. There's a lot of studies out there and there's always something going on. You know, there's always things that are coming up that are due for truckers. And I hear it on the phone a lot. People calling in, they missed a deadline and they're not sure what to do. And usually when you guys miss a deadline, you just see them dollar signs going up, right? Just the cha-ching, cha-ching. Like, everything is so expensive if you miss a deadline. Like, those late fees are no joke. And Rigminders is going to help you not have to pay those late fees. Especially, I know for the IFTA late fee, that sucker's expensive. I mean, it's not going to totally sink your ship, but it might set you back a little bit. Maybe not that much. It's not like it's $500 or anything, but it'll hurt you. Any amount of money that you have to pay that you weren't planning on paying, it always hurts, right? Ugh. And when my truck breaks down, I'm telling you, it just hurts because everything is so expensive to fix it. And they stopped making my truck too, so that makes everything even more expensive. And it just breaks my heart every time. I'm like, why does my truck hate me? It just hates me. But get online. You can download Rigminders. I'll have links in the blog, which you can find in the description box. But just go on any Google Play Store or your Apple Store and look up Rigminders. You'll be able to find it. You can get it on any smart device, whatever you want. Play around with it. It's completely free, so it's nothing you got to commit to. Just download it, see how it works. I'd like to know your experience with it. Let me know on our Truckee Nation Facebook page. You'll just be able to find it. It says Truckee Nation Podcast Facebook. Just let me know how you like Rigminders. Does it work for you? Is there something that maybe needs to be changed? We love some feedback, you know. Even though Rigminders is going to remind you to get all that stuff done that you need to stay compliant and on the road and driving and filling our shelves and all the other wonderful things all you truckers do, how are you once you're reminded to do something, how do you get it done? And one of the best ways to stay compliant and like legal in every sense, you know, going down the road with all your licenses, your IFTA numbers, your decals, your trip permits, your authorities, everything and anything under the sun that you need done to stay operable, Truck Services of North America can handle for you. I know I talk about these guys a lot, but honestly, it's because they do such amazing stuff for truckers. It is a ridiculous amount of services that they provide. I mean, ridiculous amount from all your authorities, who in like intrastate, passenger authority, you got your goods authority, the interstate broker authority, all of it. Like, it just boggles my mind just in the authority section what they do. Then you keep scrolling down, they got the fuel use taxes. They take care of so much of that mess for you, so you don't even have to deal with it. And then they also, all your permits, your registrations. And for all of you truckers that are getting into business for yourself, honey dear, they have business startup services that are like packages that include anything and everything that you need to get going, so you can get it all done in one fell swoop and it's over. Like, you don't have to worry about, did this go through? You don't have to call any jurisdictions. You don't have to speak with anyone else on the phone but a TSNA representative. And they talk to everybody else. I'm serious. I think one day, one of the girls was on the line with a base jurisdiction for about 7 hours trying to get something worked out for one of their clients. 7 hours. Like, that's no joke. And I know some of you truckers go through this yourself, and I don't see how you can stand it, especially because y'all got stuff to do. You got places to go. You don't have time to be on hold anywhere. Or if you, like, send that job over to your loved one, significant other, the wifey, you got her on the phone for 7 hours with a base jurisdiction, you know she ain't gonna be happy, and you are not gonna like that phone call later. I'm telling you, that's just gonna be a rough night. So just to save yourself a whole lot of headache and stress, contact Truck Services of North America. Tell them what you need, and then they'll let you know if they can help. And most of the time, they can. And you can contact them really easy at 803-386-0320. You can check them out on their website at TSNA, like TSNAmerica.com. And you can even shoot them an email. You can just check out all of their services and do give them a call to see how they can help you, because I'm pretty sure that they can, and they will make your life so simple. Real quick before we go into all like the health and things, I know it's a little early to be talking about it, but this is a very, very, very expensive expense that's about to happen to every trucker out there that is not driving for a company who handles it for them. I'm talking about your Form 2290, those heavy vehicle use taxes that are due every year. Now, season doesn't start until July, but I just want to tell you now, start planning for it. Because for most of you guys, y'all are paying the full amount, which is going to be about $550 for this tax. And that's a big old chunk of change. So start thinking about it now. Download that RigMinders app. Put that in there and start saving up for it. Because that's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. That's a lot. And you know, that some of you truckers are a little taken off guard when you file for the first time and you've never had to file this before. And it's a lot. And another thing, when you can head on over to expresstrucktax.com to file this. They make it super easy. But especially once we get closer to the deadline, I start talking about them a little bit more. But I'm just telling you that you need to start planning for that heavy vehicle use tax. And this is that form that you have to file. And then you get like this form called a Schedule 1 back that you take into the DMV or anything when you need to update your tags. And every single company that if you're leased on with somebody, they require you to send this form into them in some way, shape, or form. And we make it really easy to do that. There's a lot of companies that we have contracts with that Like once you file that Schedule 1, like a copy goes straight to that company, so you don't even have to worry about it. I mean, it's pretty awesome what they've done, and especially a lot of companies, they really like our service that we provide for the 2290 because we just make it easy. It's quick, fast, and simple. Like you can get it done in no time. So just start planning for that heavy vehicle use tax. It's coming up. Don't like put it to the side. Don't just wait. Just start thinking about it. Put it in your rig minders. All right. And now, before we get into the health and fitness, well, it'll be more health stuff today. I'd love to just include a bit more information, talk to you a bit more about Truck Service in North America. Just real quick, give it a listen and be sure to contact them. Here's some more info on them.
If you dread doing your IFTA filing every quarter, then dread no more, my friend. Truck Services of North America can take care of all your IFTA filing for you. And wouldn't you know it, they can handle all your trip permits, authorities, IRP, UCR, fuel use taxes, and they even provide business startup packages. For all of the hard work you do keeping America moving forward, you deserve your very own processing agent from Truck Services of North America to take care of all the paperwork. As a bonus, they take care of everything over the phone. So convenient. Just give them a call at 803-386-0320 and see how they can help take the stress of IFTA filing off your shoulders.
Okay, well, now that we got through all the business stuff, I hope you enjoyed it for the most part, right? I want to talk about some health things, especially, I know I've been having a problem with this lately. And then I took a little field trip to a truck stop the other day. I had to do some things there. And I went during, it was middle of day around lunchtime. So this place was busy. I mean, just booming, just truckers, just, you guys drive fast too coming into the pump, man. I'm telling you, y'all were just flying by. But I was just noticing some of the items that truckers are walking out with, and it got me to thinking, I might need to talk about this. Now I'm talking about being dehydrated. There's some studies done. They say over half of the truckers out there, at least, are most likely dehydrated, and they don't even know it. And this kind of came up because I saw a lot of you truckers walking out that Love's gas station, which is bottles of soft drinks, just like no water inside. And I just wanted to walk up and just almost hand you, just if you're going to drink that much soda, at least have this little bit of water, just something. Soda is just horrible for your body. Now, I always believe things are okay in moderation. And so, but soda's like one of those things. It's almost, some people, it's so good, people just don't even realize that it's so bad for you. Now, your cola drinks, your dark cola drinks, a lot of you guys probably even know about how great they are for cleaning, especially engines, don't you know? There's a lot of drivers that pour cola on their engines to clean it and to get that dirt and that grime off. And just think about what that's doing to your body. Like, honey. But I'm going to give you some stats on it. I was going through, you know, the internet is just a plethora of great information. And they have some things on there that I was just interested in because I know I've experienced some of these problems myself. Or I have it in my family, and just drinking soda, I found out, makes it worse. Especially, did you know that could affect heart disease? Did you know that? I didn't know that. Felt kind of dumb that I didn't. It says most soft drinks contain high fructose corn syrup, a sweetener that's recently come under considerable scrutiny. High fructose corn syrup has been associated with an increased risk of metabolic syndrome, a condition associated with an elevated risk of both diabetes and heart disease. So if you're chugging down sodas and you have those issues maybe in your family, let's cut it back a little. I'm not saying quit soda cold turkey. Don't do it like that, because then you're just going to get mad and you're going to end up drinking a whole 2 liter in 5 minutes. Don't do it that way. cut it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? At least replace every other soda drink that you're going to drink for the day. Replace it with a bottle of water. Just give it a go. What could it hurt, right? Some other things that, now I'm about to get a little real with you. Some other things that soda affects is your reproductive system. Did you know that? I didn't know that. It's because soft drink cans and bottles are coated with a resin that contains the BPA, which if you don't know, is very bad for you. This is like a cancer-causing chemical found in plastic baby bottles, water bottles, and plastic containers that wreaks havoc on the endocrine system, potentially causing premature puberty and reproductive abnormalities. Oh yes, it can happen. It can happen to anybody, I'm telling you. And then little bitty thing, it says 99.9% of plastic bottles contain BPA. Scary, right? That's scary. And I'm just like, why do we have this stuff in our food, in our beverages anyway, if it's so bad for us? Like, why aren't these companies doing something? Ugh. Sometimes. But other things, now, my biggest concern when it comes to soda is the sugar. It's just that sugar overload and just what it does. Like, you feel really great that first, like, few minutes afterwards. You know, you're good. You think life's golden. And then just, after, like, 30 minutes, you just feel like total and complete crap. But some other things. Here's what soda does to your body and, like, a 20 to 45 minute time span. 20 minutes after drinking a soda, your blood sugar spikes, causing an insulin burst. Your liver responds to this by turning any sugar into fat. So that's really bad, first of all. That's probably packing on a few pounds pretty quick. And then 40 minutes later, caffeine absorption is complete. Your pupils dilate, your blood pressure rises. As a response, your liver dumps more sugar into your bloodstream. And now the adenosine receptors in your brain are now blocked, preventing drowsiness. Well, okay. I see where that can, like, the preventing drowsiness, all right. But everything else, like, it's not worth it. Serious. Green tea, so much better. Does the same thing. It prevents drowsiness. It gives you a little perk. And it's not going to hurt you. There's no added sugar. It's not, like, bad. And it's actually good to help you lose weight. I'm telling you, green tea is the answer to all beverage problems. I'm telling you, I love it. Now, 45 minutes later, after you've drank your soda, your body ups your dopamine production, stimulating the pleasure centers of your brain. This is physically the same way heroin works, by the way. I mean, it's crazy how... Now, I know a lot of them go as overboard as they can by comparing soda addiction, basically, to drug addiction. And a lot of it's actually pretty true. And what gets me is actually the tooth decay that soda causes. They actually compare it to meth addicts or extreme long-term coke addicts. Some, like, it's that bad. That tooth decay is just awful. So if you're consuming maybe a 2 liter, two liters, or something equivalent to that in soda a day, let's have a little come to Jesus meeting, a little tiny heart to heart. Let's put in some more water in that. Can you try that? Just try putting in some more water. Like, if you drink at least two liters worth of soda a day, cut one of those out. Just try it. I promise you it's not that bad. And if you don't like, I've never really understood this, but people say they don't like the taste of water. And it gets me. It gives me the giggles every time because I'm like, but water doesn't have a taste and your body actually craves it itself. Like, you don't have to tell yourself to like it. Your body just likes it already. So when somebody says they don't like the taste of water, I'm like, well, add something to it. And they're like, yeah, we add syrup and carbonation, make soda. I'm like, no, stop it. There are those, now I wouldn't really recommend those Mios and things like that because those have a lot of bad stuff. If you don't like the taste of water, try teas. And you can cold brew tea just as good as you can, like, hot brew tea. Don't let anybody tell you can't cold brew tea. Any tea you can use, you can cold brew it if you want. Because I know a lot of you guys, so you don't have access to hot water all the time. I'm a big fan, maybe just some fruits. If you cut fruits up and let them sit in your water, especially overnight, it makes it taste really good. Especially like strawberries and kiwis and things. It'll taste like those Pacsuns and stuff that you used to have as a kid. Oh, weren't those delicious? I miss being a kid. They just don't know. They have no idea how hard the world can be. But just anything like that, just flavor your water, but with something healthy, please. Or go into Earth Fair. I know that they'll have stuff there, something that's more organic. I really would stay away from any of those mixes with a lot of sugar or even artificial sugars. Those honestly aren't that great for you either. If you don't know you're dehydrated, I'm going to go through a list really quick and just think, I bet you have some of these symptoms right now as you're listening to me talk about it. Headaches, dry eyes, swollen tongue, low blood pressure, nausea, muscle cramps, cold hands and feet. Ladies, y'all know about that one. I know what y'all, you know we got cold hands and feet all the time. Try drinking a couple of glasses of water. It really does help. I'm serious. I'm not lying. I've tried it because I always get cold hands and feet. You know, a couple of glasses of water and amazingly, it's so much better. There's also dizziness, sunken eyes, dry mouth, dry skin, low energy. And the big teller that you are dehydrated is actually very dark urine. If you're peeing clear, then usually you're actually pretty hydrated. So that's one of the best tells to let you know that either you need to drink more water, you're dehydrated. And honestly, if you just try and replace at least half of those bad drinks that you drink in a day with water, you're going to feel better. And that's, I mean, you guys are out there on the road all the time. I know you're hurting, especially after a long day. Water will help you feel better. It'll really actually help your joints. It helps so much, and it just helps your skin and everything. And I can't go on much how important it is to drink your water. And I mean, you can even do a bodybuilder style and just carry a gallon of water with you everywhere you go. Actually, I would recommend it. I mean, come on, who's going to really say anything to you? Because be like, I'm doing it healthy. And take some pictures, post it to Instagram. You know, what's life without a little whimsy? So if you have any tips on how you get that extra water in during the day, either your favorite teas or your favorite fruit or veggie infused waters, let me know on the Facebook page. I'd love to share them. Shoot me a message, however you want to do. You know, I'm always around somewhere on social media. Oh, and real quick, if you're not on Instagram and you have a smartphone, honey child, you need to get that downloaded and you can follow. I'm telling you, it's the best place if you're a sports fan, especially racing. Oh my goodness. They post the best pictures and short, quick videos and stuff if you're a big race fan. Oh, they're amazing. And especially all the big trucking companies, they have some really, really cool Instagram accounts where they just post pictures of their drivers either out and the views that they get to see. And they recognize really great drivers, especially when they achieve Safe Mile awards. I mean, it's just a great thing to be a part of. Even if you're not that into social media, Instagram is one of the easiest things to use, and it's fun because they're pictures and little videos. And if you're a sports fan or you like certain trucking companies or anything like that, it's all on there and they do some really amazing stuff. So get on there and check them out and be part of the social media universe that we have all been in. You know, life is short. Why not give new things a try? Because you only got one life, right? Unless you believe in reincarnation, but if you don't come back as a human, then you still won't get to use Instagram. So be sure to get on there and give it a go. Thank you so much for listening. I know I was a little over the place today. I'm kind of scatterbrained. It's such a nice day outside, and I just want to go frolic in the fields. You know what I mean? But I will be back next week to talk with you and share with you some more wonderful advice and stories and who knows what else. Honestly, you never know what's going to happen here in the Trucking Nation. And I just I love that you guys listen, and thank you so much for listening every single week. Those of you that do, you're the best. I can't thank you enough. And again, thank you, truckers, for everything you do. I mean, you just don't understand how much I appreciate you and how much other people appreciate you, and they just don't even realize it yet. And remember that you get what you give in this world. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.